Early voting begins for the June 16th primary election, and former OSU football coach Bob Simmons has died. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Nick Daniels. Early voting for the June 16th primary election is available today through Saturday. Natalie Armour has details on the ballot.
All voters will see State Question 832 on the ballot, which would gradually increase Oklahoma's minimum wage to $15 by 2029. Partisan primaries will feature Republican, Democratic, and Libertarian candidates to face off in the November general election. All primaries are closed this year, so you can only vote in your registered party. Candidates for governor, House and Senate, and Attorney General will face off to represent their respective parties in November. Some races are so crowded, though, that if no candidate receives a majority, they'll also have to run in an August runoff. I'm Natalie Armour.
And to find your polling location, visit the Oklahoma Voter Portal website at elections.ok.gov. Dozens of people gathered at the Luther Town Hall on Tuesday to protest a plan to construct a data center in the town. Sabrina Thaller reports.
A Georgia-based energy company is awaiting local approval to develop a data center in the small town of Luther, about 30 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. Joshua Millison was one of several concerned locals who gathered ahead of a Luther Board of Trustees meeting scheduled for Tuesday night. He learned on Friday that the planned data center would share a property line with his own land, which he and his wife are developing.
To know that, you know, you could come out and see an 85-foot-tall building right next to your property line and 150-foot towers, and it's just devastating. It just completely kills, really, the magic of this area out here.
Luther officials postponed the Board of Trustees meeting to next week, citing capacity limitations in their town hall. In Luther, I'm Sabrina Thaller.
As the Trump administration pushes investment in coal power, two Oklahoma utilities will receive grant funding to extend the life of existing coal-fired plants. Grayson Wheeler has the details.
In total, $51 million will go toward updates at coal plants for the Grand River Dam Authority and OG&E. GRDA officials say the grant allows the agency to, quote, leverage existing infrastructure for more affordable and reliable power. The grant will pay nearly $30 million, less than half the cost, to modernize a 40-year-old coal-fired plant in Chodo. OG&D received $22 million for a modernization project at its Sooner Power Station near Red Rock, a little more than a third of the total cost. Oklahoma is an energy exporter, but mostly via wind and natural gas. But updating existing plants costs significantly less than building new ones, according to data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Former Oklahoma State basketball coach Bob Simmons died Tuesday at the age of 77. Ryan LaCroix reports.
Simmons became the first black head football coach for both OSU and the Big Eight Conference when he took the reins of the program in 1995. In six seasons at the helm, his teams tallied 30 wins and 38 losses. His best season came in 1997 when he won Big 12 Coach of the Year honors, leading the Cowboys to their first bowl game since 1988. Following his tenure in Stillwater, Simmons was an assistant coach at Notre Dame and the University of Washington. His last coaching stop was at a high school in Colorado. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.